1988.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
All right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that are standing in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, 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 it is the Robert Scott Bell Show. And this is not Robert Scott Bell, this is Super Don welcoming you to the show, and we're going to kick things off here. Joni Abbott will be joining us shortly, but Robert is in transit back home from Mama Bell's birthday party, and if you haven't seen it, there are some really cool pictures and videos. There's actually a video up on YouTube, and I'll have to check and see, maybe we can repost it again here. Robert Scott Bell's mom, Mickey, doing her birthday dance. Really cool. So Robert is not here, but Joni and I are going to be standing in and filling in and doing our best to try and fill the hot seat of the Robert Scott Bell studio, did you see Robert on Fox News? If you haven't seen Robert Scott Bell with Kara Ault on Fox News, that happened on Saturday, and there's actually a replay today. It's at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, on Fox News, Robert Scott Bell with Carol Ault talking about allergies. Fox News, we've conquered Fox News. The Robert Scott Bell Show has burst through the glass ceiling and has scaled over the giant wall and made it onto a major news network. Got to see Robert on TV. It was really cool. So, if you haven't seen that yet, it's all over on Facebook, and we'll go ahead and post it on Facebook again here during the show so that you can check that out. Let me ask Board Op Tom, do we have Joni yet, or is she still working? All right, still trying to get Joni on, have a little bit of technical difficulty. But listen, folks, something exciting to talk about today. We've been talking about this for months now. And we've had the big build-up, and it took a little bit longer than we expected, but the Health Freedom Express is now official. We have been able to launch that. It actually happened yesterday. And if you go over to healthfreedomexpress.com, if you haven't been there yet, you can see what it is we're doing. Our first official stop that we'll be making is in the city of Ashland, and I've actually been in talk with the people there. And the organization that we're going to be working with and spending some time with down there is a group of people called GMO Free Jackson County. Now, if you know, some of you longtime listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show will remember, roughly about 2 years ago, we covered a story out of Medford, Oregon, Ashland, Oregon, where there was a GMO company that at that time I was not totally familiar with. Because listen, we talk about GMOs all the time on this show. Mike Adams covers it on Natural News. It's constantly in the news. And the company that seems to always get most of the press is the one that we all know about, Monsanto, right? Well, I had lived in Medford for quite a few years, and one morning, my wife comes to me, brings the paper, and says, "Hey, check this out." And there's this article about this company that I had never heard of at the time called Syngenta, okay? And, you know, shame on me for not really having all of the, you know, everything dialed in as far as all of the GMO companies, all the evildoers out there. But it turned out that this company, Syngenta, had planted crops right literally in my own backyard. I mean, honestly, a few miles away from me. But they were there growing GMO crops. Now, listen, you have to understand that in Southern Oregon, especially up in the Ashland area, which was about, I don't know, it's about maybe about 15, 20 minutes away from where I was living. Ashland is like the crunchy granola, organic, raw food, vegetarian mecca of, you know, the country, literally, okay? And so the last place in the world you would expect GMOs to be is in Ashland, Oregon. I mean, they boast one of, if not the lowest, kindergarten age vaccination rate in the country, okay? I mean, you cannot walk down the street without finding a organic hemp, you know, raw food, restaurant, store, cafe, you know, it's just a fantastic place. And so this is the last place in the world you would expect to find something like that. Well, it turns out Syngenta was there, and they were planting these crops there. And so the organic farmers, of which there are many, many in this area, got upset about that, obviously. And so it started a situation where they were going head-to-head with Syngenta saying, hey, look, you know, we don't want this here. You guys are this is not fair, you know. And there's a lot of details in there where, you know, Syngenta, just like Monsanto, just like DuPont, just like, you know, all of these biotech companies were taking advantage of the situation, putting loopholes in, you know, in so that they could try and plant these crops just in some cases within less than, you know, half a mile from these organic crops. And as you and I and you know, people that have become enlightened about this subject know that if you plant GMO crops close to anybody else's field, especially somebody who's trying to grow something clean and organically, that you're going to get contamination. It's going to happen. And so they tried to work things out with Syngenta, tried to get them to, you know, work with the farmers. Syngenta, of course, just like the biotech companies, lawyer up, and it wasn't happening. And it wasn't, gosh, I'd say maybe 6 months after we covered this story that some vigilantes in the middle of the night decided to take matters into their own hands. And they went through and they pulled out a bunch of GMO plants out of these fields, these GMO fields. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think they even burned some of the plants. And this made national news. This was a really big deal. So I decided that what better place to start the Health Freedom Express than in a city that is not vaccinating their kids. They're not, you know, falling into the vaccinology, you know, the Church of Biological Mysticism, as Robert would put it, and a place that is going head-to-head big time on the GMO issue. So, GMO-free Jackson County is the organization down there that is leading the fight on trying to push legislation through that's going to be voted on in May of this year. This is called Measure 15-119. And basically what this ordinance is going to do is it is going to ban any person from propagating, cultivating, raising, or growing genetically engineered plants in Jackson County. Now, you know, this is something that states have been trying to do. And on a state level, it's probably not real easy to do. You know, when you get into a big arena like that, and a state taking on corporation, it's really easy for the corporations to get in there, manipulate, corrupt, and co-opt the process on a state level. What makes sense, however, in my opinion, and this is the reason why I love working with these guys and talking with these guys, is they're doing it on a county level. And listen, when you're on a county level, I think that kind of evens the playing field a little bit more so that you've got more, you know, more influence You've got more power. And this is really, you know, what Robert and I and a lot of people talk about is that in order to affect change, if you try and do it from the top down, you're dealing with a system that has become so corrupt, a system that has so much, you know, in the machinery that's keeping it going on a corrupt level. The money, the power, the influence, the positions of power and influence that have been bought out by the corporations, the revolving door between government and industry, that it's virtually impossible to do it from the top down. But when you can do it from the bottom up, that is where you can actually affect change. You need to start off in your own backyard. First off, with yourself. Healing yourself, which is the thing that Robert, you know, this is what he talks about all the time. The power to heal is yours. You start at home. You start in your own backyard. You start in your own kitchen. Okay? And then from there, you work your way up. You start with your neighbors. You start with your community. You then go to your city. You go to your county. And then eventually, you get to the state. But that is where the change can take place because there is far less influence and far less to have to deal with in your own home and in your own city than there is if you try and tackle it at a state level or at a national level. And so what these guys are doing here, the GMO-free Jackson County, is they're starting off here in the county, and they're doing great. They're making a lot of progress. They're getting people involved. The number of supporters within Jackson County that are jumping on board and showing support on banning GMOs in Jackson County is growing. And in the month of February, we're going to be down there talking to these people, talking to the businesses, the organizations, the individuals who are trying to make a difference, are trying to protect their families and their community from these GMOs, which we know they're not good, guys. They're not good. When you look at the real research that's been done out there, the research that hasn't been, corrupted by industry, that this stuff is not good for you. We got to get rid of it. We've got to ban it. We've got to give people the opportunity to choose what it is that they want and give them back that liberty that, you know, that they're born with. I want to choose what I put in my mouth, and I want to know what's in it. So we're going to be talking about that this hour. We're going to get Joni on board here as soon as we can get the technical bugs worked out. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can call us 866-939-2355. We'll be back right after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047. 844-1047.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don here doing the official launch of the Health Freedom Express today on the Robert Scott Bell Show while he is in transit back home after having a great time over in Atlanta at Mama Bell's birthday party. So Joni and I are going to, and well, look at that. Joni, looks like Joni's calling in. So we'll bring her up here in just a minute. But on the line, I have got Brian Combs from the GMO-free Jackson County organization. And as we were talking about in the last segment, I will be down there for most of the month of February, talking with these guys, working with these guys, making a bunch of noise and spotlighting, highlighting what it is that they're doing and the reason why they're doing what they're doing. So I want to welcome Brian to the show. Brian, how you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity to talk.
Absolutely. Now, listen, we've talked in the past over the last, probably a couple of years off and on about what's going on there in Jackson County. And it was about 2 years ago when I first became aware of the situation about Syngenta. Now, I explained in the previous segment that, I had lived in the Rogue Valley for a while, been on the radio talking about GMOs just, forever. And shame on me, I had spent so much time looking at Monsanto that I didn't even know who Syngenta was. And so then there was this article in the paper about how Syngenta was literally in my backyard with these GMO crops. And, I went, holy cow, I need to find out what's going on. And so I got together with you and a few other people there. And so for people who don't know what's going on here, who is Syngenta? And what is it they're doing in Jackson County? What's going on there?
Well, the short answer there, Syngenta, of course, is a multinational chemical and seed company. They're agricultural products. They're the folks who there's a product called atrazine, which is one of their, you know, they act like that's as well the best thing to happen to crops and rainwater. Right. Very powerful endocrine disruptor, and it's used commonly in a lot of agricultural situations. But that, I mean, that's one of their major products. They also are in the seed business, and they're one of the primary providers of GMO sugar beet seed stocks. And what's being grown here in Jackson County are what are called parent lines or mother block development of strains or species of seeds to be sold, exported, and sold elsewhere. On a click on Syngenta, where they're a Swiss corporation, and then Switzerland, guess what? They're not allowed to grow this stuff in their own country. Right.
Well, and you know what, Brian? That is one of the things that when I was looking into Syngenta myself, that it was interesting that they are a Swiss company, comes from Switzerland, yet Switzerland will not allow them to operate in the country that they're from. What does that tell you, right?
Well again, maybe the Swiss got in front of this. Here's a great quote. I don't know if it's still the CEO of Syngenta, but the guy's last name is Mack, M-A-C-K, and he was asked, someone asked him, well, what do you think about the GMO crop ban in Switzerland? And his answer, this is a quote you can look up, is that, he said, well, if food and tourism are important to you, it's not inappropriate.
Wow.
That's a paraphrase. That's a paraphrase. I mean, I don't have a direct quote in front of me. But again, if food and tourism are important to you, it might be appropriate. And guess what, Jackson County? Recreation tourism is a big, big part of our economy here. So is the food part.
Sure.
The agricultural economy in our county is $79 million a year, roughly. That's some older data. $14 million of that is direct sales to consumers from farm stands and farmer markets. It's not 16 bushels of corn on some guy's street corner. So.
Right. Right. And so, you know, when we covered this, when this first popped up, at least on my radar, that Syngenta was there planting these crops, there were a lot of people that didn't even know that they were there. And they were discovered that they were there. And not only were they in the county without a lot of people knowing about it, but they were literally just feet away from other farmers' crops. Other farmers that were trying to grow crops that were not GMO, crops that were, organic, crops that were in danger of being contaminated by GMO plants. And when we get back from after this break, I want to go into a little bit about the controversy that happened then, what happened in between then and now, and what it is that GMO-free Jackson County is trying to do to combat this problem. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. We will be right back after this break with Brian Combs from GMO-free Jackson County. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
It has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm hosting in for Robert as he's gone. It's Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health on National News.
Who is that? I recognize that voice.
I'm fashionably late. You know, it's Joni time, right? Right? Women are crazy like that. We are just late at the worst times. poke fun at me. Technical difficulties. I'm fine. I'm here. Get used to it.
Brian Welcome Cone. To the party, Joni. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. It's the non-GMO, GMO-free Jackson County party. That's what I hear.
Yes,
and
it
I'm
is.
Really enjoying
Express.
The story. Yes, absolutely. I cannot wait for you to come to our neck of the woods.
Yeah, well, we'll be there. We're going to be starting things off in Ashland, Oregon, which is one of my favorite places in the world to be. And we will be working our way all the way to Chicago in May for the Autism One Conference and making lots of stops between here and there. And then after Autism One, we'll be working our way back over to the West Coast, and we will definitely be in Joni Abbott's neck of the woods at some point. So looking
That's
forward
right.
to that. On the line with us, Brian Combs from GMO Free Jackson County. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about who Syngenta is, because when I first found out about Syngenta, like I said, shame on me. I kept thinking about Monsanto and DuPont, but I didn't know what a Syngenta was, so I had to go look it up and find out. So we were talking about who Syngenta was. And Brian, what I'd like to do here is let's talk about the controversy from a couple of years ago when I first found out about it, about what was going on in Jackson County. What was Syngenta up to that got everybody all riled up?
Well, Syngenta has been in this valley for quite a number of years, growing seed stock for sugar beets, among other things. But with the advent of genetically engineered sugar beets, they started planting them under permit. Now, up until July of last year, to plant sugar beets anywhere, you had to get a permit from the USDA, which sounds right, and those permit conditions are, and you can look them up, they're crystal clear. It says to set for, while they're a suspected and permitted crop, they're supposed to keep 4 miles away from other conventional crops. They're supposed to show due diligence, if you will, for, you know, being a good neighbor. Okay, well, the fact of the matter is they were out of compliance, as the flight was saying. They were planting these things everywhere. Their business model was to rent or lease small blocks of property, quarter acre, half acre, things like that. They don't really have a giant farm anywhere. They take advantage of available land and plant a small plot of seeds. And these are pear block seeds. This is a pure strain at the top that they grow here. Mm-hmm. And those are harvested and replanted up north in the Willamette for the second generation seeds. And those seeds go off to North Dakota and Minnesota, the sugar growing areas, to become their seed stock. So they've been here a while, but the presence of genetically engineered plantings was not generally known. One, the permit location and crop is pretty much kept under wraps by USDA. They'll tell you that there's a permit in your county.
Right.
They'll tell you where it is. And what happens?
So there are GMOs somewhere.
One more time.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so they'll tell you there's GMOs somewhere in your county, but we're not going to tell you where.
That's right, undisclosed locations.
Well, and that's why it's under permit, too. So Chris Harvey, he's a farmer here, you know, he's an organic seed grower, not a large, but he's small.
Right.
And none of these pots are very big, anyway, because they go downstream. And, an acre of organic seeds is worth about $20,000 for the grower. All right. Well, Syngenta claims that, you know, their seeds are worth $1 million for that downstream planting and things like that. Obviously, when Chris Hardy sells his seeds, he doesn't track it beyond the first point of sale. But Syngenta moves things. They claim there's $55 million for the seeds being grown here.
Right.
The ultimate value of their product was $55 million. But anyway, that looks like here. So we started, you know, when Chris bumped into one, you know, GMO Free Jackson County, which is local family farms and home gardeners. You know, a lot of people, you know, part of your home or food freedom is being able to grow your own seeds and keep your own seeds and keep them, you know, pure by your standards. It doesn't have to be organic.
Absolutely.
If you don't want corporate intellectual property as part of your feedstock. And
sure.
That's what people want.
Syngenta basically came in and took a big shiitake.
Came in is not the best phrase in it. They were here for a while. They began doing genetic engineering. We don't know when they started Anybody who wants to see where the test permits are can go to Virginia Tech, IFB database, and look it up. And Oregon, in 2011, had the fourth largest number of GMO permits in the nation. There's 650 permits issued for Oregon in 2011.
And that is absolutely insane, because to me, I had no idea. I mean, I've been an Oregonian since, you know, 1993, I think. And I had no idea that that was what was going on. But let me ask you something, Brian. Wasn't the issue that, as you were saying before, that part of the regulation is that they have to have like a four-mile buffer between their GMO
crops? While they're
crops.
Under permit, that's true. While they're under permit. Yeah, here's the answers. They won't be regulated until it's been shown not to do what they call a plant pest. Now, a plant pest means something that becomes a noxious weed or whatever. The GMO contamination is not considered plant pestism, if you will. While it's under permit, the safe separation distance until it's deregulated is 4 miles. I'm going to send you, Don, the USDA reg. It's crystal clear. Now, right. So they planted them where they planted them. It's checkerboard all around the Rogue Valley in small plots, as I mentioned. And they don't advertise it, obviously. And so Chris discovered it. Then we found out they're they're across the street from Steve Fry's farm.
Right, not 4 miles. There's no 4 mile buffer here. I mean, it was literally feet away from the other crops, wasn't it?
Right. Okay, you have to be honest, this whole valley, edge to edge, mountaintop to mountaintop, is only 8 miles wide. Now, if you're in the middle of it and you draw a 4 mile boundary around you, guess what? That's right. 8 miles across, isn't it?
Exactly.
Right here. So, it's coexistence here is problematic. We're arguing it's not that feasible. It's either one or the other, but it's not going to be both for the long haul. The long term, it's not just the sugar beets today, but next year it'll be something else. This is fabulous growing company. That's why you could argue. That's why Sintens is here and has been here for years. Because it's a narrow valley. It's got a lot of isolated areas. You can grow your seeds relatively safely. Over the 4 mile distance. Now, alfalfa, for example, if you look up the USDA separation distance for alfalfa, if you're growing alfalfa feedstock, and Sintens is not doing that, but others might be. That's 3 miles of bees involved in the pollination. Okay, so this stuff spreads. And that's, you keep getting these arguments with science says GMOs are safe. They want to drag into the science to help arguments, but then it gets confusing and the voters don't know what to do. But it's incontrovertible that the science says cross-contamination is a fact and will be problematic for adjacent growers. There's no argument in the science of that.
Can I bring in a question real quick?
Yeah,
okay. So Ashland, Oregon, the area that you're in, they have a lot of organic farming. It has not been touched by big ag yet. Do you think that maybe they targeted that area because there were no GMOs? Unfortunately, like in the Midwest where I live, you can have like 12 inches of glyphosate in the topsoil. When our soil is so depleted that they have to keep adding chemicals and more chemicals and more chemicals, and that creates more problems. Do you think that they maybe targeted that area because the soil might be better and more nutrient dense?
Well, long term, this is not big ag country, It's not conducive to industrial farming. Basically smaller family farms, we call them, and seed production. And, that's... Syngenta's total acreage is not that big, but their pollination footprint, if you will, is huge.
Right.
Right. And if you're a beet or char grower, which is contaminated, that's that. And that, in the coming years, it's going to be other stuff. And as more and more farmers here decide, alfalfa is our biggest contention right now in terms of, a lot of alfalfa growers want to try out this new genetic engineered alfalfa stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, down in Northern California, Yreka, just over the hill from us, I was talking to the seed company here, I think it was D&D or Hellman, I can't remember which one. They put in a bunch of genetic engineered alfalfa, and it did fine the first year. Second year, it got horrible. They didn't like it. They want to get rid of it. How do you get rid of a genetic engineered Roundup Ready alfalfa? You can't go out and spray Roundup on it.
Yeah. Well, and that's the whole thing that we talked about.
Here's the thing. Then you got to go straight by Canva and do 4D on it to get rid of it and file it in. Now, what is also the road value known for? It's grape country.
Right.
Okay? You know, by Canva and 2-4-D, this is a grape industry in Iowa. Iowa, in the 1950s, was one of the largest grape producers in the country. Just Google Iowa grapes, not Canva. Those two chemicals were major contributors to the destruction of that grape industry to nothing. He took it out.
Wow.
Now, corn took over, too, and subsidies helped as well. But, again, this is grapes. There's 40 vineyards, 40 wineries within an hour of my house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're trying to get the grape growers here to wake up to this. But if you're, you know, if all of a sudden you've got a Canva or 2,4-D resistant crop you're going to grow in the future, you know, guess what? You have a windy day or your grape, your vineyard, your 20-year-old vineyard would be gone overnight the wrong time of year.
Yeah, once you let them get their foot in the door, and you know if you turn a blind eye to what's going on there, eventually they're going to come back in with more, as you said. And so, I mean, this is awesome. What's that?
It's like an arms race. It's like an arms race. It gets you more and more. But anyway, the story is this: we went to the feds. Can you help us? Well, gosh, you know, we don't really have any compliance money or don't do any follow-up. Well, you know, I will send an investigator out. They did that, but then, you know, they said, well, the results of the investigation are secret. You can't get them. They're confidential.
Brian Combs, GMO Free Jackson County is with us. We've got one more segment to go here. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don and Joni Abbott filling in for Robert while he's on his way home from partying hard in Atlanta with Mama Bell.
Mama Bell.
Give us a call if you'd like to get in on the conversation, 866-939-2355. We'll be right back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now.
Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
To the Robert Scott Bell Show, I'm Joni Abbott hosting while Robert's out of the way, or at least on his way back, and Don Naylor's with us too, Super Don. Brian Combs from GMO Free Jackson County in Oregon has been joining us, and in the last segment we were coming out and talking about what's going on with Syngenta, what's going on with the pollination of GMO crops, why this is so detrimental to this organic farming community and family farming community. Brian Combs, let's just bring you right back in and let's talk about what citizens can do and the fight that you guys have been under with the state and local government agencies.
Well, it's you know, we sought redress for the problem here. We went to USDA Agriculture and they said, well, you know what, we're not interested. We don't have money for compliance. So, you know, it's like, and then of course they deregulated sugar beets, and at that point they wash their hands of it all together. So we went to the Oregon State Department of Agriculture, ODA, and we talked to them because they set up our fault control districts. And they said, we'd like, you know, there's a problem here. It's too many people too close together growing stuff is not compatible. They said, well, we'd like to help, but unless everybody agrees on what to do, we can't do anything. So they didn't do anything for us. We went to the county commissioner and said, look, this is your county. Well, you know, let's get this farm economy here and protect it. Jackson County is a brand, and, you know, like I say, tourism and food are important to their economy here. They didn't do anything. So what do citizens do to help themselves out? Well, we're an initiative state. So we did a citizens initiative. We got 6,700 people to sign a petition that said we want to vote on this. And then the state tried to take away our right to vote, Bill 633.
The money in this thing runs... It's a tightly woven web, isn't it?
Right. The Senate Bill 633 only came about because we put our initiative on the ballot, and other counties were going to do the same thing. They preempted them totally out. They called it emergency legislation. Even though Wayne County, Benton County, Josephine County all had petitions in the works, every one of those people were shut out because the lobbyists and Salem up there took away the right to vote. They carved an exception for Jackson County only because we had already qualified. They couldn't bring themselves to deny their own citizens the right to vote on something important. Anyway, then they tried to do a seed pinning association here, too. They said, hey, can you get along? Can everybody tell everybody where we are? That could be in the land. they tried that, but then the GMO growers, for the most part, walked out of those negotiations saying this doesn't meet our business model. So, you know, even though 10% of the neighbors can get along, that failed. So, you know what? It's down to a vote. And what the initiative says is it's as simple. It's based on existing county law, existing county resources, no taxes, no new staff. The existing law has to do with controlling diseased pear trees. County, you got a dead pear orchard, you can, the county can rip it out if you want insurance, send you a bill for it. Well, our law says, hey, if you're growing genetically engineered crops, and we define those, you got to get rid of them, or the county can come take them out, just like the pear trees.
Right, and, you're expecting government agencies to adhere to the laws that they set for the citizens, but it seems that these bigger corporations think or act as if they're above the law, and then they get backed up by every governmental agency that you've gone to so far. What do citizens do at that point?
Well, it's just called a pitchfork moment, but, I'm not there yet. I think the ballot box is the place to solve the problem.
Brian, listen, speaking of the ballot box, there's a measure that is coming up in May of this year. Tell us really quickly here in the next last couple of minutes we have here, what is this measure and how can people get involved?
Well, first off, they can go to our website and help us fight back. Our opposition got $100,000 from out-of-state interest of the Oregon Farm Bureau and different towns are trying to buy it, and $50,000 came in from out-of-state sugar companies. Okay, they're trying to buy our election, and so they can help us fight back by donating. The website, GMOfreeJacksonCounty.org. One big word, GMOFREE, Jackson, like Andrew Jackson, County.org. And there's a donation tab. They can volunteer if they live here. And there's also a second actually, they call Our Family Farms Coalition. .org, okay, Our Family Farms Coalition. That website's new. I don't think they have the donation button up yet, but you can hear all by your
reading. I was just going to say, we're almost out of time here. GMOfreeJacksonCounty.org and Our Family Farms Coalition.org, is that correct?
Yes, those are the two.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I will make sure that we get that posted in the show notes, and we'll get that out on Facebook and Twitter. Brian Combs, we're out of time. We could probably do another hour here, but we'll have you back on for sure. We'll be talking with you down in Ashland when we roll in the town on the Health Freedom Express. Thank you so much for being on. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show here with Joni Abbott for yet another hour. What will we talk about next hour? You know what? Today's kind of a special day. We need to talk about what's going on today. But the meantime, after the news, we'll be back. And remember, the power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show. Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.